T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Well, it's that time of year again, a little later than normal. We start our weekly chats talking Michigan football with the coaching staff, and mostly every week it'll be this guy, the head coach of the Wolverines, entering year six. He is Jim Harbaugh. How are you, Coach?
Good. Doing well. Excited for the ball game this week. Excited for the week of practice, and just ready to watch our guys compete in the game.
How strange was this offseason between, you know, COVID, social justice marching? It was just a lot of different things this year heading into this season.
I think there has been. There has been a lot for the players, a lot for them to a lot of things for them to sort out, to deal with, and, you know, just try to support them as much as possible. And they've done a fantastic job. They really have in all aspects and in all regards. It's definitely been great to be around our guys. They're a talented group of guys. They very competitive when it comes to football, and they're a team. You know, they really, really like each other. Enjoy each other's company, and nothing more important than oneness, nothing more important than team. But our guys live it every day, and so a lot of things I've been very proud of our players for.
Before we get into the actual football, some other stuff just to bring up. The contract situation has been made public. Are you comfortable with going into this season without the extension? And B, a lot of your players, you talk about oneness and yourself, expressed a little bit of disappointment in the president of the school never visiting the team, not having proper communication when all this stuff was going on. What's your relationship with the president of the school? He's the one who ultimately is going to decide, you know, the contract, things like that. Has that been taken care of? Do you speak to him at all lately or no?
Yeah, we do. We always have, and our president Mark Schlissel is, one I know that he's our president. He's also a doctor, and I can tell you that his first and foremost has been the health and safety of all the students on campus, everybody who works at the University of Michigan, and that includes the football players. Everything he has done has been toward that goal. He has been very supportive in so many ways. And we're happy that we have a president like that. We're happy that and so many doctors too on campus. I mean, fortunate to have a president that's a doctor, and we've got some tremendous doctors at the University of Michigan who've been incredibly helpful at every step of the way, and all the procedures, protocols, and care, that they give all the students here at Michigan, and faculty and staff, and including football players. I mean, in all those regards, it's been A+.
When you look at entering this game week, where's the team at in regards to, is there anybody that you know that won't be able to make the trip in that has tested positive for COVID? Where are you guys at in testing?
Right now, we can travel 74, and there's nobody on the list that would travel that is tested positive. Now, that's a daily thing. John. I mean, we have we got to test negative every day, mm-hmm. so you know, can't know that or guarantee, you know, but it, you know, every day we're you know, we're testing, and that includes having to test negative on Friday to be able to get on the plane, and also on Saturday we'll have to test to be able to play in the game.
Jim Harbaugh,
so far so good. You know, a good place right now that there are no positives, nobody in quarantine for COVID-19.
Jim Harbaugh joins us on the Stoney and Jansen show. A lot of talk has been made about your quarterback, Joe Milton. I know he's been running with the one, so to speak. I mean, people are talking about the guy can throw from his knees 70 yards. He can run 4.2, 4.3. A lot of hype. How much of it is, from your point of view, too much hype? And is it unfair to him that maybe these expectations that come out, not from you at all, but, you know, media, whatever, may be unrealistic?
Well, I mean, he doesn't run a 4.3. but Joe's fast. He's athletic. You know, he does have a very strong arm. The thing I've been really impressed with Joe is, in all aspects of quarterback play, I mean, he's improved and gotten to, you know, the point where he is, you know, really in all areas, but, you know, touch on the ball, throwing the touch passes, has been really good. His understanding of the offense, you know, really good. And he needs to play a game. So, you know, what I would say to all those people and yourself who are, you know, Stoney or say anything, I mean, Joe's a talented guy, and, you know, let's put a talented guy out there and see what happens, and maybe let yourself be surprised. But you know, he's ready. He's ready to play and ready to have at. And I'm super excited. Known Joe for a long time, been coaching him a long time, and you know, I'm just excited to watch him go compete.
Where's the offense at, Coach? A lot of new components, 4 new starters up front. I know that, you know, Ryan Hayes does have some starting experience, new quarterback, some young wide receivers, very talented backfield. How have you seen this offense come together, and what are your expectations on Saturday?
Really, I mean, just ditto what I just said about Joe. You know, very, very talented players, very competitive players. Offensively and defensively and in special teams, that, you know, ready to play a football game. So yeah, I feel great about, you know, our talent level. Feel really good about, you know, the competitive, the will that the guys have. I mean, also just, you know, drilling down on the mental assignments, you know, really just chasing perfection there, so that we can really know what we're doing. And just be able to do it. When you know what you're doing, you understand what you're doing and why you're doing it, you know, really allows yourself in the moment to go do it and to turn it loose and to let it rip, all those kind of descriptions. So I feel like, you know, feel good about it. So, yeah, you mentioned a really good group of running backs. I think the offensive line is really gelling. And, big group of receivers that are very talented and can get open, get separation, gain separation, and catch. So,
any
the tight ends.
Any of the linemen as good as Jansen?
We'll see. I think
different era.
They definitely have the ability, and they certainly have the license to go for it.
You mentioned running backs. I want to ask you about Chris Evans. You know, sitting out all last year and then coming back, just the fortitude to do that. How much will he help this team, both not just on the field, but off the field as well?
Yeah, he'd really good things. I mean, I was always hoping that you know, this would you know, be something where, you know, negative could be turned into a positive. And, you know, every step of the way, Chris has shown me, shown us, shown this team that, you know, that's what he was doing. He was working a couple of jobs. He was trying to take classes in junior college. He was coaching over here in high school. He was coaching kids as well. So now, you know, now back on the field. You know, he's been, you know, been about his business, whether it's in the weight room or on the practice field. Been a very good leader, been a really good role model to the younger guys. And, you know, he's got a skill set. He's got a skill set as a running back, you know, that's very good. You know, whether he's running the football or catching it out of the backfield or blocking, that's been much improved. So it's really all plus plus, you know, when it comes to Chris. I'm really proud of him.
When will the captains be elected?
We have captains, and you know, a really great group of guys. Andrew Vistardis offensively, and Ben Mason, and Nick Eubanks, and over on defense, Carlo Kemp and Aiden Hutchinson, and Josh Ross. I think, how many is that? Is that the
six? Anybody on special teams?
Did I say Nick Eubanks?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. Your game on Saturday, little early for a trophy game. Most trophy games aren't the opener.
I didn't mention Quiddy Pay, of course. Yeah.
Okay. Little Brown Jug.
Those are our captains. Mason, Bastardis, Kemp, Quiddy Pay, Aiden Hutchinson, Nick Eubanks, and Josh Ross.
All right, Saturday you got Little Brown Jug. A little early for a trophy game, and you usually don't start the season with temperatures around 34, 35 degrees. Tough team to play against, really good quarterback, and a receiver in Bateman that I don't know if you would even admit it, but as a fan, when I heard he was coming back, I said, oh, why didn't he stay out? How good are they?
I can admit it. Shad Bateman's that. He's a really great player. Makes some strong contested catches, you know, 20-some yards per catch in 2019. Quarterback Tanner Morgan, as you said, is really good, really savvy, you know, really fine player, very good offensive line, you know, big. Falele is everybody knows he's big, mm-hmm. but he's also really athletic. It's a really good football team, as I said. I mean, they're going to be very tough to beat. You know, we play us, we play good, we play like we're capable. We'll be tough to beat too, but it's going to be, you know, it's a great matchup.
It's going to be unique, Coach, that there's not going to be anybody, or at least not that many people in the stadium. Have you guys talked about what the environment will be like playing a game without, you know, measurable fans in the stands?
Yeah, we've talked about it, and also we've gone to our stadium four times for practices, scrimmages, maybe even five. This is what it's going to be like right here. You know, there's no fans. This will be what it's like, and then some. You know, because it's a game, and you know, it's always, as you know, always ramped up for a game. Just the emotions, the excitement, little hairs stand up on your arms. So, talking about it and really just, you know, those scrimmages in the stadium, as close as you can get to trying to replicate it.
Final thing, the expectations for this team, not from you guys, but media, things like that, is not as high as it's been in the past. Is that something that's actually good where you can, you know, use it as motivation?
Yeah, we're just, our expectations are, have a great day today at practice, looking forward to it. And testing's gone good today. Looks like we're all tested negative today. So excited about that, and, you know, just ready to have at it. And I think our guys have plenty of motivation. You know, thrilled to be playing in a game, ready to, you know, all that their hard work that they've put in, you know, everything they've had to improvise, adjust, you know, and now to have be in game week. You know, that's pretty darn exciting.
All right, Jim, thanks a lot. We'll talk to you next week, and good luck. And next week's the Spartans, so it should be another fun week. Talk to you soon.
Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.